You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to achieve harmony in the household with your pets. Yeah, peace, harmony, pet power. Holy shih tzu, baby. You'll learn how to keep your pets from chewing your shoes or eating your cat. It's all about relationships, baby. You and your pet. Pet. So tune in, turn on, and get ready for the positively grooviest pet podcast on the planet. Ooh, that's a lot of peas, baby, isn't it?
What's this show called?
Oh, Behave!
No, really, what's this show called?
Oh, Behave! With your shagadelic host, Arden Moore. What's happening, Arden? Yeah, baby, yeah. Tell us.
Welcome to the Oh, Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. You know, there are a lot of recognizable names out there doing good for dogs, cats, and other critters every day. But equally important is the dogged work being done behind the scenes, far from the spotlight and fanfare. Our special guest today is one of those dedicated individuals. He is Peter Trost, founding executive for a new, cool website called FetchDog.com. Welcome to the show, Peter.
Thanks, Arden. It's great to be here.
All right. Well, we're going to learn a little bit more about who this Peter Trost is and what FetchDog is all about right after we pay for this show with this commercial break.
Would you like to go out? Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me. Oh, Behave! We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
Does your dog have problems walking with its back legs? If so, your dog is one of 58 million dogs that suffer with problems with its rear leg. Problems such as spinal myelopathy, arthritis, and hip dysplasia. Bottoms Up Leash helps your dog walk. It's a rear support harness that has won numerous awards such as Dog Fancy's Editor's Choice Award as Product of the Year, and it's been featured on CBS and Good Morning America. Visit the website www.seniorpetsupplies.com.
Pets are part of the family, and when traveling with your dog, there's only one magazine to include when packing your doggie's duffel bag, and that's Fido Friendly, the travel and lifestyle magazine for you and your dog. Each bi-monthly issue includes hotel, city, and state reviews, and doggy destinations to explore with your furry companion. Fido Friendly magazine can be found at Borders, Barnes & Noble, PetSmart, Pet Boutiques, and Fido Friendly hotels nationwide. Or you can go online to subscribe at www.FidoFriendly.com. So get traveling with your pet today and leave no dog behind. And remember, Fido Friendly's the only magazine dedicated to the travel lifestyle of man's best friend and the one magazine your dog will thank you for.
New York, the glitz, the glamour, the exciting Mutt-tropolis, the sparkling kitty city that never sleeps. Join us each week for Pets in the City with your host, Diane West. Celebrity pet sightings, hot events, and news and reviews with the hottest movers, shakers, and tail waggers in New York. So take a bite out of the Big Apple with Pets in the City every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, Behave!
Welcome back. You've tuned in to the Oh, Behave show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. Today's special guest is Peter the Great. All right, I'm not talking about Peter the Great, the Russian Tsar from the 17th century, but rather Peter Trost, founding executive of a must-see new cool website called FetchDog.com. Peter the First of Russia was credited with dragging Russia out of the medieval times in the 1700s. Our Peter, Peter Trost, is a top dog in the world of dogs. As founding executive of FetchDog, he's doing his part to provide a website that serves as the go-to place to shop, learn, and network for dog lovers of all shapes, sizes, and locations. I'm glad you can join us, Peter.
It's really great to be here, Arden. Love your show, and it's a pleasure to be here with you.
Thanks. Now, we want to find out who this Peter Trost really is. I feel like inquiring minds want to know. I dug up a little, sniffed around about your background, and there was one big hoo-hoo kudos. You were named once the Interactive Marketer of the Year.
And yeah.
I've never met anybody with that title, you know, so that's pretty cool. Tell me about that.
Well, I mean, essentially, I'm a geek. I'm a guy who's been around the internet category for a long time, and I also just happen to be a dog person, and so I and a bunch of other folks who have sort of shared equal passion for dogs, as well as a variety of sort of skills in business, either in the catalog business or various forms of the companion animal business, sort of got to talking about what the space in the dog sort of space looked like, and came up with this idea for FetchDog, which was to try to do something a little bit differently than anyone else is doing out there. We know obviously that there are plenty of people attacking the social networking space, for dogs. And most of them are doing so, through a very, a typical kind of an advertising model. And what we thought would be different would be to sort of tie a content and community dog-oriented site together with fantastic selection of products, so that speaking in my sort of business speak hat, the monetization of this is through, offering up just great products and trying to keep the content section where people are finding answers about all the kinds of questions you run into day-to-day living with dogs, keep that clean and fresh away from advertising.
Well, that sounds good. That was one of my questions. I wanted to find out what makes FetchDog.com stand out like, a Great Dane among Chihuahuas in the world of pets and the internet.
Yeah. So, that's our idea, that we would create something here that could be the sort of the ultimate resource for dog owners, and just touching every aspect of sort of life with dogs, that process that everyone goes through when they're considering getting a new dog and trying to communicate to people the importance of adoption and the ease of adoption and what we find that, many people don't know that there are many puppies and many purebred dogs available for adoption, that trying to get people to make those adoption decisions first, at the same time trying to help people make great decisions about breeds. I mean, one of the things we know about the reason dogs end up in shelters and up for adoption is just bad breed matches with people's lives. And so we have a breed selector on FetchDog that is sort of our specific take on this sort of matching concept, which is designed to do a better job of matching people to their lifestyles and their psychographic profile.
Peter, I sort of noodled around on the breed site, and it's literally from Afghans to Yorkies and everything in between. And I think that's very important. I, like you, am a very big proponent of doing a great people-pet match, because you're going to have that dog more than the life of a car, probably your job, hate to say it, even your relationship. So this is not just this willy-nilly, oh my God, it's such a cute dog, look at the cute little tail, and all of a sudden it grows up to be like 100 pounds, and you're like, I didn't know that the Mastiff would be that big. I mean, come on. So I think what FetchDog is doing is a great service, because it is a big deal when you make a pet selection, don't you agree?
It totally is, and I think one of the things that feedback we're getting from our breed selectors is people get recommendations that they did not quite expect. And, so many of the breed selectors you see on the internet have an aesthetic orientation. They ask you questions about the type of breed that you like the looks of. And just as exactly as you're saying, Arden, sometimes those turn out to be very bad matches. A friend of mine just happens to love German Shorthair Pointers, but nobody told her that, these dogs need to be run for 2 hours every day. So
if she would have gone with a greyhound rescue, that dog would have been so lazy, the dog would be asking you for the TV remote to change the channel.
Exactly.
There's a dog that sort of looks a little similar to a GSP, but is like, excuse me, exercise? I don't think so. Just for a few sprints, but that's about it, babe.
Right, right. So, you know, I think that's sort of that one point, that sort of point of people getting a new dog, making those decisions, I think is a critical thing that we're trying to sort of provide a lot of information to answer. You know, the other thing that we really wanted to make sure we offered was the ability of owners of various breeds to have their own sort of say. So, you know, in addition to sort of pretty extensive information about each breed that we went out and hired, you know, great dog writers to sort of custom write all of that content. We have a section called Owner's Perspective, and lots of people are chiming in to say, this is why I love this breed and why it's been a great fit for me. And so one of the things that we're trying to do on Fetch Dog is make sure that you see, you know, the voice of the community there, both in owner's perspective, in reviewing products, so you get the real, you know, the real experience of, this toy, you know, was fantastic, or alternatively, you know, my Jack Russell, to use my own case, tore this toy up in about a half an hour. So
I think the internet is lending itself these days to people don't want any more BS, and I pardon to say it so bluntly, but if you have a dog or a cat or other critter and you're spending $1,000 or more on its care and you can't say no to that toy and all that, you know, in this tight economy, you want to do it smartly. You want to have the toy that fits the temperament of the dog or the cat or whatever, and you want it to actually last, right?
Exactly. And so, you know, on the speaking to the shopping and product side of the site, I mean, what we looked at everything that's out there, and there's obviously more than a couple toy stores, you know, dog stores out there on the internet that are available to people, but we really wanted to give a fantastic shopping experience, and to your point, to make sure that that shopping experience was sort of full disclosure. I mean, here's all the information that you need to make a decision about this. If in the case of food, you know, we've been very adamant about absolutely full disclosure over country of origin issues and where the ingredients are from and where the products are being made. We have, you know, a full set of product reviews so that people who have tested these products in real life with their dogs can come on and write reviews. And, you know, I read every one of them. I love it. And we don't moderate. I mean, we moderate for spam, but we, you know, if it's a negative review, it gets up there and you can see exactly what's going on. And you'd be amazed at the power of some of these reviews. We have a product called the Paw Plunger, which is, you know, a great device that you can sort of dunk a paw into. It almost looks like an oversized plastic coffee mug. And, you know, it's a great cleaning thing, particularly this time of year when dogs are sort of outside. And it's, you know, it's got fantastic reviews. People love this thing, and it just, it sells like hotcakes. We can hardly keep it in stock.
Well, I'm looking at it now on your website because I'm trying to be as cool as Peter Trost on the internet, but I'm very far second on this. But the Paw Plunger, for all you listeners, for example, it does look like one of these plastic big old coffee mugs you take so you don't spill everything when you're driving. But at the lid, it's got this opening that fits the size of a dog's paw that goes in and out, like, you know, kind of all the golfers that do that when they're cleaning their golf balls. And I think, so you need to do that. And there's two sizes. There's one for the itty-bitty dogs under 20 and one for those up to 120 pounds. So, you know, I'm just looking at that right now and I'm thinking, Chipper and Cleo, my two dogs, love to get muddy. What a great thing to have.
Yeah, you know, it's a really great product. And as you can imagine, my household is got a few, you know, dog products kicking around that we test. So Theo is, being a Jack Russell that he is, does not always come home with the cleanest paws after he's been sort of romping around in the gully that's next to our house. So that product has done great for us.
Now, we're speaking with Peter Trost, but you do have a dog named Theo, a Jack Russell, but for all those picky people out there, yes, they're now called Parson. I don't know why. I like Jack Russell better. But you also have a couple of two-leggers, right? Tucker and McKenna? And
yes.
Your wife, you guys are on the opposite end of the country from where I am. You're in Maine, which is probably good for you not to be so close to me. I could get you all guys in trouble, including Theo. But tell us a little bit about what life is like with such a boring, quiet breed like Theo.
Well, so here's the story of Theo. I grew up around Jack Russells my whole life and in all candor vowed that I'd never get one. then, of course, the final litter of, you know, this line in our family came, and the kid said, oh, we got to go at least look at the puppies. And so you know what happened then. We absolutely fell in love with this little guy, Theo, and he, you know, turns out to be, by Jack Russell standards, probably one of the more demure versions of a Jack Russell that you have ever met. But he's just an incredible little dog with a massive personality and a fantastic sort of relationship with other, you know, with other people. So he comes to work with me pretty much every day.
Does he have a corporate title or anything?
Yes, he is the chief product tester.
And
particularly in the toy category, if you want to put a toy to the test for durability, there is probably no more difficult test to face than Mr. Theo, who we have a thing around here we call the squeakectomy, which is somehow this particular breed is just can think of nothing else other than how I get to that squeaker and rip it out and destroy it. And if a toy's not tough, he can do that in some cases in about 10 minutes.
Well, I got to tell you, Peter, to be chief product tester and have that posted on your resume as a dog, what a great gig. I'm trying to close the ears of my two dogs, Chipper and Cleo, right now because they definitely have canine envy with Theo. But you couldn't pick a better product tester breed-wise because they shake, 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 tear, 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 run, run, run. And, you know, you really need a dog of that kind of determination to give a product a good test. We are speaking with Peter Trost. He is the very, very cool founding executive of FetchDog.com, a site you must go see after the show, of course. And we're going to take a commercial break and be right back.
Would you like to go out?
Well, actually, I was talking to your owner. I meant on a date, baby. Yeah, you and me.
Oh, behave. We'll be right back after these groovy, shagadelic messages. Oh, yeah.
Pick up something unique at A Bone to Pick Dog Boutique. A Bone to Pick has cool hip fashions for big and small dogs that will have their tails wagging in style. Cat products too. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Check out our eco-friendly pet products and gifts for humans too. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Get your pet's mouth watering monthly with our Gourmet Treat of the Month Club and join A Bone to Pick's free birthday club for your puppy. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Pick up something special for your best friend at A Bone to Pick. ABONE-TO-PICK.com. Get 10% off with coupon code PETLIFE.
Greetings, human. What planet am I on?
Welcome to Pet Planet. Here's a copy of Pet Planet magazine, Florida's most informative and fun pet resource magazine. It features heartwarming stories and informative articles from local and national pet experts.
Excellent.
Pet Planet magazine offers Operation Planet Rescue, helping rescued pets find new homes. And it's available at 500 locations in South and Central Florida and 24/7 on the internet at PetPlanetMagazine.com. If you're out and about with your pet, you may be featured in Paparazzi, candid pictures of you and your pet. For up-to-date pet-friendly events, activities, and pet-related services and products, Pet Planet Magazine is your final destination.
I shall take this magazine home with me.
Back to your home planet?
No, to my condo in Boca.
Pet Planet Magazine. Check them out at www.petplanetmagazine.com or 352-394-8578. It's out of this world.
That's it. You're madder than a junkyard dog, and you're not going to take it anymore. Your feathers are ruffled, your dander is up, and you've got a definite bone to pick. Join us each week on Pet Peeves, the show that lets you dig through the dirt and unleash your passion for pets. Your host, pet expert, and award-winning author, Amy Shojai, will talk about what makes you howl and what hisses you off. Pet Peeves, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
We're switched back on, baby. Yeah, so let's talk pets with our smashing host, pet edutainer Arden Moore, and the groovy show that's cool, baby. Really shagadelic. Oh, behave!
Welcome back to the Obehave Show on Pet Life Radio. I'm your host, Arden Moore. We're chatting with Peter Trost, who is the founding executive of Fetch Dog. It's a new website that is very smartly put together. It really is taking into account people who love dogs and really welcomes you to give your 2 cents worth on whether a product is gets paws up or not. And it tells you a lot of other information about breeds. There's blogs, Resource Library Center. I wanted to ask you a little bit, Peter. You have some prominent groups and people backing Fetch Dog, as well as some regular folks who equally want the best for people and their pets. Is there any name dropping you want to do? And then we can continue going on about Fetch Dog?
Sure. Well, thank you. The name that I think everyone turns their head askew when they hear that's associated with our site is the actress Glenn Close. And, you know, the irony of this fantastic actress whose roles have included boiling bunnies and skinning Dalmatians is fairly interesting and has certainly generated a whole lot of attention. And so Glenn Close is one of our founders. She's an investor, and she is our sort of chief blogger. She writes a really terrific blog for us called Lively Licks, Profiles of Dogs and Their People. And it's just a terrific interview format in which Glenn sort of asks a sort of fairly standardized set of questions of interesting people from her lives. And some of them are celebrities. She's, you know, she's interviewed Martha Stewart, her friend, and Ted Danson, who's part of her current show, Damages, and Deborah Messing. But in addition to that, she's also interviewed some just great folks that she's met along the way. And the most recent interview that's up on the site is one with a guy named Tracy Christensen, who's a ski patroller out at Sundance in Utah. And she was out there over Christmas vacation and met Tracy and his yellow lab, Mick, who is a Class A avalanche dog. And Glenn and her husband, David Shaw, volunteered to get buried in the snow and as a test for Mick. And this is all captured on a really wonderful video that Glenn narrated on the site. You can find it on the Lively Licks blog. And it's just an amazing story of this phenomenal dog who you watch coming down this ski slope. And at some point, some great distance away, his head snaps and he's got the scent of these two people who are literally buried 4 feet under the snow, and he goes and finds them and digs them out. So, you know, it's a cool story and a great blog.
Well, you also have Bill N., who's chairman of some little clothing company called Eddie Bauer, right?
Yeah. Yes, our roots are in the companion animal space and as well as in the catalog space, and we do have a full-blown catalog. So Bill, on the catalog side, is the former CEO of Land's End and L.L. Bean and was involved in a variety of well-known catalog names like Garnet Hill and Sundance and Territory Ahead, et cetera. And then David Shaw, who was the founder of a company based here in Maine called IDEX Laboratories, which is probably the world's leading supplier of the veterinary industry. So IDEX, this next year, I think, is about 5,000 employees worldwide with, you know, almost $1 billion in sales. And so those are the two sort of geniuses behind this. And, you know, a bunch of us who are dog people and had various other business talents got together and said, let's go do something that the world hasn't seen before.
You know what I like about all this, though, Peter, is to a dog, they don't care if you've won an Emmy or if you're in Fortune 500. They love you for who you are. And I think that's the other thing that's very important to point out. It's nice, you know, to have these connections and all, but I think celebrities, corporate executives, just like us regular folk, we get excited when we come home and we get that, hey, you're home, tail wagging, lip licking. I mean, don't you agree? It doesn't matter where you are in your place in society. I don't know about you. There's nothing better than to be given a full-blown red carpet treatment greeting by a dog.
I couldn't agree more. You know, and in so many ways, the dogs are sort of the great equalizer of people. And, you know, you find this, you know, I find this in the fields where I go, you know, where I go run with Theo. And, you know, it's just when you're sort of with your dog and you meet other people with their dog, it is just, it's almost sort of the instant breakdown of those typical sort of shy things that, you know, happen amongst humans. And it's just, it's such a great connection. Glenn will say this about, you know, she walks Billy and Jake, her two sort of Montana Terrier mutts, in Central Park across from their apartment in New York. And at that stage, even, you know, a famous actress like Glenn gets treated just normally like just another, you know, another dog person. And it's great. And I'll tell you, it is so much fun to work in an office in which we, on an average day, you know, it fluctuates, but we probably have 6 to 7 dogs in here. And you can imagine sort of the, you know, what's going on amongst the dog population. It's just such fun.
I know what they're doing. Theo's the ringleader, and Theo's going, okay, that person over there has grade A treats. All right, put on the I forgot to be fed look, because you're going to score. Now, my advice to all you guys who are sneaking out the treats to dogs in offices at your place as well as anywhere, please go easy. You don't want them to become, you know, hairy Ottomans and waddle instead of sprint. So, you know, be a little judicious on the treats. Maybe give tiny bits or check with the folks, because some dogs have food sensitivities. But, you know, checking out the Fetch Dog website, Peter, I was blown away by the Tracy Christensen story about he and his avalanche dog, Mick. In it, it says, when you get to be the status of Class A, that means, it says, he can sniff out anybody in less than 20 minutes in an area the size of a square football field. And for me, being a very clumsy skier, it's nice to know that there's dogs like Mick around.
Yeah, you bet, you bet. And I encourage everybody to go check that video out. It's really quite an extraordinary thing.
It is.
Thing.
I mean, I would love to have him on the show, and if Mick could talk, you know, or at least we could hear Mick sniffing, I think that we should honor Mick. So maybe you can help us introduce us to Mick. I'd love to.
I'd love to do that. You know, and one of the upcoming ones, and Glenn and I were just reviewing sort of the responses to the questionnaire, is from the an Iraqi vet, a guy who has come back from the war, and who received a dog from Puppies Behind Bars.
Oh,
which,
good.
And I know, Arden, that you recently were in prison.
Yeah, I know. I was not behaving, because that's why my show's called Oh, Behave!
And, you know, and know about some of these fantastic organizations that are using, you know, inmates to train dogs. And in this case, just one of the most moving things that I've read in a long time, a guy who came back with post-traumatic stress syndrome as well as a brain injury, and, you know, whose life has been very compromised from what he used to do, and just the amazing companionship and the sort of the socialization that his dog is bringing is enabling him to come back into society. And it's just an absolute tearjerker. And that one will be up here in probably a couple of weeks.
Well, we definitely want to go to the fetchdog.com site and check it out. And on the petliferadio.com site, on the Oh Behave Show, you can put a lot of little video clips or whatever you'd like on the guest bio page. And I encourage all the listeners to check that out, because we really do want people to know some of these great stories and ways that we can connect better with our pets. With Theo, I don't know how old your children are, but they're the next generation, and I don't know if you have learned any life lessons from Theo or what the importance is, the connection between children and pets.
Well, it's my daughter McKenna is now 8, and, you know, and Theo's going to be 5. So we've had him since she was just a small fry at 3, and Tucker's now 13. And the two of them have obviously lived most of their lives with this dog. My daughter she's an animal whisperer. I mean, she would tell you right now that she wants to grow up to be a vet. And there are some days when the dogs need wrangling here, and she's got a day off from school or something, and she comes in to sort of do the you know, the pet sitting. And boy, do the dogs ever love it when McKenna's around. So it's been fantastic. And, you know, the debate in our family right now is we're going to get another dog. And it's definitely going to be a rescue. And we're sort of going through that process of big, small, you know, what's it going to be? Where are we going to get it? Et cetera. And even Tucker last night just said, Dad, we got to get, it's time. It's time for Thea to have a companion.
Well, that's great. And the nice thing is, too, you know, please include Theo in the intros on a neutral turf if you could. Sometimes a complimentary personality just works, and it isn't the size. I mean, for a long time, I always thought if a dog's smaller than a cat, it wasn't a dog. That was my bias. And, of course, the minute you say something like that, I now have a 12-pound dog with my 60-pound dog, and they are like best pals. And they just, I mean, they drink out of the water bowl together, the food bowl. I mean, they're just like living life, and they look like Mutt and Jeff. They don't care. They look different. They just really connect. And my wish for you is that your children and Theo get a dog that just fits right in into the family puzzle, if you will.
We're looking forward to it.
Well, what are some of the future plans for FetchDog.com that you can unleash at this point to our listeners that may entice them to visit even more often?
Well, one of the things I want to make sure everybody knows about is what we call our charitable shopping program. And so, you know, the premise is that as a business in the dog space, we need to be giving back to dogs in need in various forms. And so the way we've done this to date is that all of the interviewees on Glenn's Lively Licks blog have selected a charity of their choice. And then we create a little mini store for each one of those people. So in the case of Ted Danson, for example, his charity of choice was Little Angels Pug Rescue, a pug rescue organization in Southern California. And so when you start your shopping at Ted's store, we will make a donation as a percentage of your purchases to that organization. So what it enables shoppers to do is sort of put their routine day-to-day shopping to use for good, you know, good organizations. And it's a great way for us to then say, okay, we're giving back to the dog world. And so I think, you know, to date we've got, you know, shops that are benefiting big organizations like the ASPCA, little organizations like Little Pugs Rescue, and a variety of others kind of in between, each one of which is selected by the guest. But we're really looking to sort of expand this program and see, you know, how we can use it to sort of make sure that we're doing as much as we can possibly do to benefit all kinds of dog organizations, not just, you know, rescue is obviously critical and adoption and shelters, but service dog organizations and, you know, and others like Puppies Behind Bars and so forth. So we're really excited about that. And a lot of what I'm thinking about on a day-to-day basis is how to take that program and make it bigger going forward.
Well, I'm really glad that you could be on our show. We're speaking with Peter Trost. He is the founding executive for FetchDog.com. He's a guy whose resume has a lot of fancy titles in the world of internet, new business, strategic planning, marketing. And now he's in the fun, doggone great world of pets, and you're doing a great service. I hope I get to meet Theo someday, and I look forward to it. Chipper and Cleo, like I said, have canine envy, but they would definitely love to hang out with Theo sometime. We are listening to the O-Behave radio show on Pet Life Radio, and I want to ask you, Peter, is there anything else you'd like to add before we bid you adieu?
No, Art, it's just been great to, you know, do this. Great to meet you in person. It all sounds like our life here with dogs is sort of hunky-dory, and for the most part, it totally is. But from time to time, we could use some of your expertise around here when the new dogs show up and suddenly there's all this marking is taking place and all kinds of activity. So
I know I live here in San Diego County area, but I travel a lot. I'm going to be on a national book tour. Maybe I can pop in the site in Maine. We're going to be starting for my next two books, and I'd love to send you a copy of my dog behavior answer book that strangely won best training and behavior book. You know, see, when you put your name on bathroom walls, it pays off. But I would love to autograph it for you and your family, Tucker, McKenna, your wife, and absolutely Theo. So it has some forward by some little known guy named John Grogan, who wrote a little book called Marley and Me.
That's great.
But I worked with John at the Sun Sentinel, and our desks were very close to one another. And I got the joy of knowing Marley in his heyday years. And he was very exuberant. He put the capital E in energy. and excitement. But John was kind enough to write the foreword, because who not better to write a foreword for a dog behavior book than the owner of the so-called worst behaved dog on the planet?
that's terrific. Well, we would love to host you here. I think where we're headquartered on the waterfront in Portland, Maine is pretty beautiful. It's a fantastic dog town. So I think you'd be, your time would probably be well spent to come here. And we also would love to profile the book on our Bookhound blog. We've got a blog called Bookhound that reviews, various dog books, and we'll get you in the queue.
Oh, I appreciate that. I didn't mean to do that little self-promotion myself. You just brought it out in me. Sorry about that. But we do want to give out good information to people and let people know to dash out to the fetchdog.com site right now. Peter, thank you very much for being on the show. I really appreciate you being here.
Great being here, Arden. I really enjoyed it. Thanks very much.
We're very happy that you've tuned in to Obehave, and we now have literally pet-loving listeners all over the globe. If you have an idea for a show or a question, you can zip me off an email at arden@petliferadio.com. We'd love to hear from you. If you like what you hear, please tell your pet-loving friends, heck, even your pet-loving enemies. You can log on petliferadio.com and take our listener survey. It's easy, fun, quick. If you dig my show, then click on the dig icon and gush away. If you're an iTunes listener, just download the show each week for free. So this is your flea-free host, Arden Moore, delivering just two words for all you 2-, 3-, and 4-leggers out there. Oh, behave!
There's nothing like a shaggy dog, baby. They're shagadelic. And this is the place to find out how to have harmony in the household with your pets. Oh, yeah. So stop by our pad every week and get switched on, baby. Switched on to the show that's all about attitude. Oh, behave! With your groovy host, pet edutainer Arden Moore. Yeah, baby, yeah. Every week on demand on PetLifeRadio.com.